Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor at Florida International University and vaccine clinic commander. And Dr. Marty, good morning. And I'm going to ask you to put on your fortune teller hat to tell us what you think the CDC advisory panel that's meeting Friday will recommend.
Well, I'm not sure which of the many different panels that the CDC is doing you're referring to, Bob. So which one are you asking about?
Well, we're hearing that they're going to have some recommendations on booster shots, among other things.
Well, that's not the CDC. That's the ultimately it's going to fall on a combination between the CDC and the FDA. And I think the CDC is going to recommend definitely that there be boosters for certain populations. There's no question that ultimately has to happen because, certain types of individuals, like people with transplants and so forth, are getting sick enough to have to hospitalize, and we need to boost them up. And the data is very clear. In fact, if I had a screen and I could show you, I would show you what a huge difference that third shot makes for certain populations. And that's why we're seeing it happening in Germany, and we're seeing it happening in, the plan is also in France to start giving the booster in September. And also, of course, Israel has already started.
Are there any head-to-head studies yet comparing the effectiveness of Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson against the Delta variant?
There are some, but the jury is still out as to all those relative values. What's very clear is you definitely need two doses at least in order to have really good protection against this Delta variant. One dose of Pfizer, for example, is gives you some protection, but really not the level of protection to keep you from getting sick. And I'm managing a few individuals who, because of their age and underlying condition, were even fully vaccinated. And while we didn't have to hospitalize these individuals, they're having significant amounts of problems, including some kind of continued brain fog and that sort of thing.
And what about this Lambda variant we're hearing about now? What's the latest on that, and how worried are you and your colleagues about it?
The data and the genetic sequence, what the mutations are for Lambda, do give it an advantage in terms of transmission over the ancestral strain, but it's really not more significant than the Alpha strain. It's not just because it has a new name doesn't mean it's a more accomplished virus, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's not. The Delta variant is significantly worse than the Lambda variant.
Is COVID going to be just a fact of life for the foreseeable future? I mean, are we going to just learn to live with this? And with these variants now, will it be just different variants coming along all the time, and eventually it's going to be like flu season?
That's one of the possible scenarios, because it's like many things, right? It's like if you go to war with something, and this, if you do overwhelming force, you might be able to get rid of it for good. But if you don't fight the good fight in the first time around, and unfortunately, even though it seems like we did with all those lockdowns and so forth, we didn't really. I'm not pointing out the United States, it's worldwide, sort of a worldwide problem with most countries not taking it seriously fast enough. And even though we worked so hard to produce really good defenses, including these phenomenal vaccines that we have, we just didn't get the uptick on people taking those at, you know, the speeds and the rates that we needed to slow down transmission of this virus to a point that it, you know, it couldn't mutate. I mean, it's not too late. It's still possible that if we get, you know, if we get up to a true amount of protection and the virus has nowhere to go, then it, you know, then we might be able to really slow it down for good. But unfortunately, it's not looking that way right now, and we may have to deal with this for quite some time to come.
So if we start using a vaccine for boosters without solving the problem of vaccinating the rest of the planet, these variants are going to keep coming, and we're going to keep having problems, right?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate situation we find ourselves in. And but it, you know, it's interesting. Pfizer in its report from a few weeks ago showed that it has produced a good version that it's going to start clinical trials on that has activity specifically against the Delta variant. And I think that's probably what's going to end up in the booster. And that'll help, because if you can tackle something that's that nasty, you know, that would be great before it changes into something worse. And there are some things about that Delta variant, Bob, that are just frightening. It has specific types of mutations. In fact, it has a particular mutation that allows the virus to basically melt the cell it's in into the neighboring cell, so that the virus travels directly from one cell to the next. We call that fusion. It fuses the cell, right? It makes its incision. And when that happens, that means that the virus, as it is right now, doesn't get out into the, you know, into the extracellular space, the space outside of cells, which is where these neutralizing antibodies mainly do their trick. And so since it's not out there, that's another way in which Delta has successfully evaded the immunity that some people have from having had natural infection. And that's why you see data showing that after about 180 days of having had a different strain of COVID, people are fully susceptible to the Delta variant.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty, and Dr. Marty, you didn't hear this because I talked about it after we hung up last Wednesday morning, and I said, you know what, the information we get from Dr. Marty is so good, and we should have her on here for an hour. And we got all sorts of emails and texts saying, yes, we want an hour with Dr. Marty. So I don't know if you'd
oh,
like
goodness.
It, but our listeners would.
So. Well, you obviously have very keen listeners who want to hear good hard science.
Yes, they do. And I saw you with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC yesterday, and you know, you're on with another guest. You only get a couple of minutes, so when you get an hour here, you'll enjoy it. Trust me.
And all right, we'll very good.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob.